We're less than 3 weeks from the beginning of college football season, but let's talk a little college basketball. How about it? The Aggie basketball team finished their European tour today with an 80-78 win over the EMW Elite team in Paris. So the Aggies beat that team twice after falling to the Swiss national team twice, and they come home with a pretty pleased head coach, Billy Kennedy.
Yeah, I think it was real positive that the style of play got a taste of it, especially offensively. We'll go back and spend most of our preseason preparing defensively, and then I thought we got a good feel for who can do what, and I thought the relationships were built, and that was a good start.
Kennedy said he's not sure how much of his system that they have down, but winning is always a good way to come home.
Well, I'm glad we got a win. You know, we produced a win, and that's the bottom line whenever you play. I thought we were a little more lethargic and tired today. We got tired. I don't know if it's the trip, travel. But we figured out a way to get a win, so I'm happy with that.
Five Aggies scored in double figures, led by David LeBeau's 14 points. They'll head home tomorrow. Well, as we told you yesterday, the latest chapter of A&M's possible flight to the Southeastern Conference is a complicated one that will take time to work through. And like a year ago, this book could end the way it started, with the Aggies remaining members of the Big 12. Yesterday, after the A&M Board of Regents gave President R. Bowen Lofton full authority to negotiate any conference realignment for the Aggies, Lofton did make it clear that he will not rush what he called a 100-year decision. Lofton did confirm that he's had on-and-off conversations with SEC Commissioner Mike Slive since mid-July, but said that his job is to take the time that is necessary to do what's best for Texas A&M, both for its profile and its pocketbook. Now, what does Mike Sherman think about it all? Is his team bothered by all the talk about the SEC? Nope.
If you don't talk about it, it's not a distraction. And we're so focused on what we got to do this season. We're in the Big 12. We got a lot of tough opponents. These kids, we deal with the present. We don't worry about things we don't control. We worry about things we can't control. So we don't spend a lot of time talking about what ifs.
Yeah, quarterback Ryan Tannehill agreed.
We haven't talked about it at all. I haven't heard anybody in the locker room say anything about it. You know, we're focused on this year, focused on SMU. You know, we can't control any of that. It doesn't matter to us. We just play the people that are on our schedule.
SMU 2 weeks from Sunday at Kyle Field. Game one of the Texas Collegiate League Championship Series did not go the Bombers' way. The Coppell Copperheads got the bats going and beat the Bombers 12-7 last night, and they can win the title tonight with another win, or the Bombers can even the series and send it to a third game tomorrow night. The Copperheads went out to a 9-0 lead before the Bombers came back with 6 runs in the sixth to close it to 3, but then the Copperheads scored 3 more in the ninth. Tonight's second game is free for all fans to attend at Brazos Valley Bank Ballpark. And if they win tomorrow night, it'll be free too. So get on out there and watch some free baseball and try to get the Bombers a title. Bryan ISD Athletics Director Harry Francis has made 2 basketball hires, moving Rutter head coach Chris Jones over to Bryan to replace John Reese, who resigned last week. And replacing Jones at Rutter is former Bryan High star Daryl Mason. Mason had been the head coach at Leggett. After finishing an All-State career at Bryan, he played at A&M briefly, then at Louisiana Monroe. His Class 1A Leggett Pirates were 79-30 under his watch, with 2 trips to the state tournament. Jones, 3 years at Rutter High, 64-25, and a couple of playoff appearances. Well, last night in Major League Baseball, Minnesota slugger Jim Thome became the 8th player to hit 600 home runs.
It's a moment, I think, you really want to just stop. You know, when I hit first base, as I was going around first, obviously I thought of my mother, you know, because my mother is up above and looking down. And then when I saw my teammates, you know, it's similar in the 500 with the White Sox guys. You know, when you see your teammates at home plate, that hits you. And it's a moment that you really, you know, in baseball you want just to stop. You know things have got to move on. But it was very, very special.
He did it at Detroit, and the Tiger fans gave him quite an ovation. Thome became the 2nd fastest hitter ever to reach the milestone of 600, getting it in 8,137 at-bats. Babe Ruth needed only 6,921. The Texas Rangers fan that was killed last month when he fell from the stands at Rangers Ballpark while reaching for a ball will be honored with a bronze statue at the stadium. The Rangers announced yesterday that the statue will depict Brownwood firefighter Shannon Stone and his 6-year-old son Cooper at a Rangers game. The statue likely will be in place for next season outside the park's home plate gate. Ranger CEO and President Nolan Ryan said it's a fitting tribute to honor Stone, who fell as he reached for a foul ball tossed to the stands. Stone's wife, Jenny, said her family was touched and grateful and hoped the sculpture would be a reminder of the importance of a family's love, love of each other, love of spending time together, and love of the game. Security guards at the federal courthouse in Washington are under investigation for accepting baseballs with Roger Clemens' autograph. Guards are not allowed to accept gifts from a criminal defendant, but the U.S. Marshals Service says in a statement that it appears up to six baseballs were given to a guard who distributed them to four or five colleagues. The Marshals Service says it became aware of the allegations a week ago and immediately asked the contractor that employs the court security officers to investigate. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more coming up the next half hour. I'm Tom Turbeville, and this is News Talk 1620 WTAW.